Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting Daf Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. So the more Kate said Lemelochim, how do we count for the kings? We said the king we count from Chodesh Nisan. That's when the year starts for Jewish kings. So what are the specific details? Says the more Meis Be'Hadar von Amad Melech Be'Hadar. If one king was a king on, he died in the month of Adar, and a new king was appointed on the month of Adar, Nimnes Shana Lezev, Shana Lezev. That year is counted for the old one and for the first one, because that Chodesh Adar belongs to the first one. And the second one also is considered to be his year, and when he gets to Nisan, you'll count the second year. That's only if this king reaches Nisan, meaning he completes the year, he completes Chodesh Adar. So in Chodesh Adar, he's a king, he's appointed king, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he turns to be the second year. He mainly, retroactively, Adar is the first year. If not, as we say in the Pasuk, it says about one of the kings, his name was Shalom ben Yavish, that he was a king for 1 month, doesn't say years. Because if you didn't get to the end of the year, or you weren't there in the beginning of the year, you don't count it as a full year. Continues the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ein lecha lamoid al shnei malchi Yisrael ela mishnei malchi Yehuda. V'lo al shnei malchi Yehuda ela al mishnei malchi Yisrael. Which means, if you're going to only count the years of the kings, you're going to look at the sequence of kings. You see, malchi Yisrael, the sequence, who came after who, you're not going to know the exact years. Because many are counted double. Because some there were kings in the beginning of the year and died. You appointed the next king that same year is counted for both. So therefore, the only way to know the number of the years is if you compare the Malchi Yisrael to Malchi Yehuda, and you see what year this was appointed, what this year this is appointed, you can figure out the number of the years. And vice versa as well, to know the Malchi Yehuda on their own, you can't do it. You have to figure it out based on Malchi Yisrael. Continues the Gemara and says, based on this, to understand the years of Dovid HaMelech. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Shem Malach Dovid al Yisrael, Arboim Shono. Dovid was a king for 40 years. V'chtiv, there's another Pasuk that refers to the exact count. And it says over there, B'chevron Malach al Yehuda Sheva Shonim V'shisha Chadoshim. He was a king in Chevron for 7 years and 6 months. Uv Yerushalayim Malach Shloshim V'shola Shono. And Yerushalayim was for 33 years. 33 plus 7.5 is 40 and a half. Why we say only 40? So that's what the Gemara is asking. Bichlal chaseim, when you make 40, so you're missing half a year. Ubifrat, when you go into the details, you say we have 6 months extra. As the Gemara, Ritzoy bar Katatz, Tobashim Av Yoino, Shloshim Vishtaim, Umechzo Hoyu. Really, in Yerushalayim, it wasn't 33 years, it was 32 and a half. El Mishila Chlek, Le Kovid Yerushalayim, Umenaris of Shlemus. For the Kovid Yerushalayim, you don't say 32 and a half, you see 33, you round it up. But really, it was 32 and a half plus 7.5, that's how you get to 40. Yehuda b'Rabbi Yoimer cheshbon merube b'rileh lecheshbon memuot. When you have a big count, so you ignore the small extras, meaning you always round it. So when I'm going into the details, really 40 and a half. But when I'm talking with a big number, I say 40 years, I round it down. Omer Shua bar Nachman v'hoyo ki molu yamecho amol HaKadosh Baruch Hu David yomim meleim ani moin lecho eini moin lecho yomim chaserim. Count your full days, not missing days. So the drasha that we dashen over here for our sugyo, we want to use it to say the same idea that we're not counting extras, we're just counting full years. That's why we said 40, not 41. But there's another Indian over here that says that David HaMelech was king for his full days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take out from his days in order to bring Shlomo HaMelech to build Beis HaMikdash. He allowed David to live his full life. And the Gemara goes and explains why. Shlomo HaMelech b'nei Beis HaMikdash el ha'akiv korbanos. I mean, Beis HaMikdash is very important. To have korbanos, but chaviv alei mishpat utzdaka shalchak. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu David HaMelech, your mishpat and tzdaka is greater for me. Yoyisem mikol korbanos, more than all korbanos. Shneimar said tzdaka mishpat nifcha l'Hashem mizavach. Doing your tzdaka mishpat is greater than the korbanos. So that's why I'm not reducing your years to bring Shlomo HaMelech to build Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now brings another answer for why we have the discrepancy between 40 and 40 and a half. Says the Gemara of Chuno Amar. The 6 months that David HaMelech was running away from his son of Shalom, if he did a chait, he brought a korban like an individual, not like a king. He brought a seira. An individual brings a female goat to Beis HaMikdash. A king brings a male goat. So David HaMelech during these 6 months was not considered to be a king, he was considered to be a hedyot. So that's why, going back to the question, really he was, the total amount of years that he was king was 40 years and a half, but 6 months of them you don't count because then he was a hedyot. Another answer the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shalom, Ksiv ki sheshes chadoshim yoshav sham yoav v'chol Yisrael. It says that 6 months Yoav was had a battle with Moav. I told you not to start up with Moav. I told Moshe Rabbeinu, Uvi kashta lizgor hazbam, and you still decided to annoy Moav. So the 6 months he was in battle with Moav, you're not counted as part of his machus. That's why it was reduced from 40 and a half to 40. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that says that you count the regaling from Nisan, which means you count for Baal Teacher, for a person to be Oyver Baal Teacher from Chodesh Nisan onward. Says the Gemara, Mantane regaling. Who's the Mandama that says regaling? Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omar, Shloisha regaling Kesidrom, without Chagamatzos Rishon. In order to be Oyver Baal Teacher, you have to have three regaling pass, and Pesach is supposed to be the first regal. So once you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, in order that a person has Baal Teacher, so the count of the Baal Teacher starts from Nisan. That's what it means that it starts, that's what our Mishnah refers to Regalim, to be that's the Rosh Hashanah on Nisan. So the more Ashkechas Omar, Pamim Chamisho, Pamim Rabo, Pamim Shleisho. How many Regalim a person can have in order to have a Baal Teacher? Well, it depends. It could be 5, 4, or 3. Livni Atzeres, if he was neither, he did a neder, he did an oath to bring a korban to be Samigdosh before Shavuos, so now he won't be over Baal Teacher until you have three regalim starting from Pesach. So he has now Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos to be over. He has 5 regalim to be over. Livni Achag, Arbo, before Sukkos, then he has 4. Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Livnei Pesach, if he did his oath before Pesach, Shleisho, which is Pesach Shavuos Sukkos only. That's the first Manda Omer, that's the sheet of our Mishnah. No, he says Pesach is the last one. Once Pesach passed, then a person is over Baal Teacher. So it could be 3 regalim, 2 regalim, or 1. If the nether was before Shavuos, he has 3 regalim, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach. Before Sukkos, he has Sukkos and Pesach. For Pesach, he has only 1. You count from the first regal that he reaches first. You have to count all the regalim of the year, meaning if it's before Pesach, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Before Shavuos, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. Before Sukkos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, always 3 regalim, and you have to have all the regalim of the year. The Quran now brings a bright succeed, Shabtos Hashem, Milvad Master Seichem. And now we're done with base, and the Pasuk ends, Asher Dindu La Hashem. Because the Pasuk there speaks about, except all the Karbonis of the regal, you have to bring all of that list. Matam Ulur, what is this Pasuk teaching me? Something Moshe Yochol in the Karbonis of regal bilvad. Maybe in the regal you could bring only Karbonis of regal. You don't bring all the Karbonis. Minayin Karbonis of Yochid. How do you know you can bring individual Karbonis? The Karbonis at Tzibur, and the Karbonis of the Tzibur, Shugdishu beregal, Shavuot beregal. Shugdishu lifnei regal, Shavuot beregal. It doesn't matter if it was the Hegdish happened during the regal or before the regal. How do you know it's supposed to come on the regal? That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you. Except all your other chiyuvim, all your other obligations, they have to bring in the regal. Shadidu Lashem, what is that coming to add? Elu oifis umenochis, birds and the mincha, which is flour. The rabbi says, kulam shu craving regal, they all can bring it on the regal. Yechol Rishus, maybe it's only, you could do it in the regal, but you don't have to. Tomod loima eile tasu Lashem bemoyadechem. It's an obligation to do it in the regal. When a person has an obligation to bring korban, he should bring it on the regal. Same way, Yechol Be'ez the regal shear, so maybe he can bring it any regal he wants. Talmud Lemu Avasa Shama Avesim Shama. It says in the Pasuk, you come, you bring. What does the Pasuk come to teach you? Im La'at, they tell me it's mutter to bring in the regal, Kvayitir, we already know you can bring it. Im L'Kvoyat, they tell me that you have to bring in the regal, Krakova, we already have a Pasuk for that. So why, what is this Pasuk going to teach you? The first regal, a person has a mitzvah to bring the korbanis that he's obligated in the first regal. So if someone doesn't bring in the first regal, maybe you'll be over on the lav of Baal Teacher. He's not over Baal Teacher until you have all the moyadim, moyadichim, the plural of moyadim, not one. So this Bryce is bringing the Rishim that we mentioned before, has to be 3 regalim kesidrom. And it has to be starting from Pesach, going to Sukkot. Ketzad? No, the Lifnei Pesach, Shavua Lo Pesach, Atzeres V'Chag. If the Neder is before Pesach, he has to wait for Pesach, Atzeres V'Chag to pass in order to be Ori V'Bal Tacher. No, the Lifnei Atzeres, Shavua Lo Atzeres V'Chag, V'Pesach, Atzeres V'Chag. If it's before Shavuos, you have five regolim starting with Shavuos until the Sukkot of the next year. No, the Lifnei Chag, if you did the Neder before Sukkot, Shavua Lo V'Chag, U'Pesach, Atzeres V'Chag, so you have four regolim, and that's a Shimon that we mentioned before. Continues the Gemara, Bon Kemeir of Ilo, Ad Kedoin Be'aseh, Beloisa Seminain. We know when a person does not bring his korbanos in the first regal, he's over of on the Aseh of Moitzas Fasecho Tishmor. Beloisa Seminain, how do you know that he's a Loisa Seh as well? Tomu Leimu Vosa Shomo Ve'veisim Shomo. Manon Kaimi, what is the Pasuk teaching me? I mean, this Bandarma holds that you learn this from the Pasuk that it says, Moitzas Fasecho Tishmor, they have to keep it as fast as you can. So what is Bosa Shama Vita Shama adding? Or according to the Pnei Moshe, we already learned that it says Eilatasu. We already learned there's a Choyva to bring it, so you know you're even an Aseh. So what is Bosa Shama Vita Shama telling you? Elim Enu Inyan Be'aset Neu Enyan Be'lois Aseh. Aseh already knows it has to be a Lois Aseh. So this is a tremendous Chiddush, as the Reb Chaim points out over here. Comes out that when you have a double Aseh, the second one becomes a Lois Aseh. We never find that throughout Chas. So that's what Reb Chaim says, maybe the pshat is, it says the Isur Baal Ta'achir. When do you apply the Baal Ta'achir? Well, we said till now you have three regolim, that's what it says, Eilat Asu, that's for the Ase. How do you know the Lois Ase also applies to three regolim? That's what you learn from Basa Shama Vesa Shama, that the three regolim apply to that as well. But as Reb Chaim points out, that's a doichek to say that pshat, so it's not so clear what the Gemara is referring to here. It says, more psochim bizmano maushi yaver, does a person oiver a Baal Ta'achir, when he doesn't mean Korban Pesach, in the day of Pesach, meaning on Yudal Nisan. Sitting Ma'ashkan Tani, we found a brace that says, Psochim Bizmanam Oiver. You Oiver if you didn't bring in the day on Yudalit. Says the Gemara, Deloiken Manan Amin. What's the Chiddush? Of course you Oiver. Were you going to wait for another regal? Right away, we didn't bring you Baal Ta'achir. Don't tell me. What happens if the Korban Pesach got lost and the Bailim used another Korban Pesach? What do you do with the Korban Pesach? We know the din is Gufoy Korev Shlomim. Has a din of Shlomim. So if so, you may have a question. Maybe you are evil about Ta'achir only after three regalim like any other Shlomim. You have to wear three regalim. So you're right, Korban Pesach can come only in Yudalit. But if you didn't bring in Yudalit, it turns to be Shlomim. So maybe Baal Ta'achir doesn't apply until after three regalim. That's the Chiddush, he's over Baal Ta'achir, the meaning he didn't bring in Yudalit ben Nisan. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel.